call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. I miss you so much. I promise you, I miss you. You know, I got my champagne glass here. Ain't never watered it, but damn it, it looks good. That's all that really matters, right? If you don't know me or you're just joining us on this show, I am Benny Love, your chief love officer. And every weekend right here on Bashani Radio, I like to bring it to you nice, slow, long, and you know how the rest go, right? Every weekend, you know, right here from New York, I want to make you feel good. I want to talk about love. I want to talk about relationships. I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, right? And today I have a special guest. Her name is Lady T. She has a brand new show on the Bashani Network, and it's called What Tanisha Says. When I tell you this is an extraordinary show, when I tell you this is one of those shows that is only for grown folks. You think my show is for grown folks. You really need to. Her show is only for grown folks. And when I say that, I mean it's explicit content. And But she says it like most people want to say, but they too afraid to say, right? So I decided to invite her to Late Night with Benny Love. And let's see what she want to get off on her chest tonight. You know what I mean? It's going to be a real hot one. You can only hear What Tanisha Says exclusively on the Bashani Radio app or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Lady T, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, sicky. I can't believe you decided to just show up at Late Night with Benny Love. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, listening to the sexiest voice I've ever heard before.
Ooh, you better stop that right now. She done already started this. Y'all know how I get up in here, ladies and gentlemen, right? You better stop that right now. All right, Lady Team. You got a powerful show, you know, and if you haven't heard this show, make sure you go and listen to What Tanisha Said, because she has a way of talking about relationships that I think is going to bring some men to their knees and make some other ones run out the house. But one thing I really, really enjoy about her shows, they're as real and as raw as they get. You know what I'm saying? Your first episode was talking about WAP. So, well, we're not going to go into that right now because we need to get through this show. we need to get through this show without having to beep everything out of here up in this piece. So Lady T, you seem to have an extraordinary way about our relationships. How did you get this way? Like, what happened to make you get so raw and so honest with love and relationships?
Well, one of the things that somebody told me one time was recognize energy. And I used to think that people were crazy that always talked about energy. But as I got older and I realized that I recognized energy before I recognized people's voice or what they were actually saying, that I was really drawn to energy. And then I learned that love, real, authentic love, has a high vibration. And so I started to notice the high vibrations and the low vibrations when I was in the relationship or when somebody would approach me, and what made me feel good and what made me feel bad. Like, if love is a high vibration, then why am I anxious or why am I upset whenever you're around? I'm supposed to feel good, and that's what I strive for.
So let me ask you that. Let's talk about this high and low vibration. Explain that, elaborate that. Is there, you're talking about the energy of people, or you're talking about when you meet somebody, there's just an energy around that person that either tells you something about that person that either attracts you to that person or repels you against that person?
I think energy does both. There are some people who you're immediately attracted to, and you have a good feeling about them. I know you've met people, it's like, wow, they just immediately feel like family. And, you know, sometimes when you start to define family, it's not necessarily people that you're connected to by blood. There's just people that you are part of their tribe and y'all relate, and you have the ability to grow with that person. You know, I got some girlfriends like that. They just became my family. And, but it's the same thing with relationships. You know, when you realize that love is something that has to be nurtured in it to grow, that's how that energy gets so strong. And a high vibration is this, you know, most of us are walking around with something we've never felt before.
So do you think people are not connecting with who they are inside is why they're not getting the full experience of what love is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I've learned, and part of what you will get when you listen to what Tanisha said, is I'm being my raw, authentic self. And people really aren't that way. You know, maybe it took me a little while when I got older to be my raw, authentic self. But the more raw and the more authentic you are, you attract different things into your life. The more authentic you are, you start to attract what's for you. Because when you're wearing that mask and, you know, you're not transparent, then you would just attract what's around. But you want to attract what's for you. There's things that are just designated for your authentic person, your authentic energy that you put out. And so once you can embrace that and do it, yeah, I think you start to have some of the best relationships, romance, sex, all that.
I was just about to say that because you didn't sound like you was about to say romance. It sounded like you. It sounded like you adjusted yourself. Okay, yeah. It sounds like you just adjust. Were you about to say that sometimes that's when you have the best sex? Is that what you were gonna say? And explain sex to me, and what I mean to me and to the listeners. Do you think people are not really in touch with their sexuality and who and what it really is outside the physical component of that? You know what I mean?
I have to say it varies with maturity and age. As I've gotten older, I am definitely more in tune with what I like and what I want and what I need. I have seen more imposture from men that are in my age range that say they can do all those things, they really can't. Let's be honest, you probably can't pick me up, and you probably can't choke me out and all that other good stuff that somebody be wanting you to do.
Hold up. Let me back up there. Did you say he can't pick you up and he can't choke you out? Is that what you just said?
I mean, somebody maybe can, but you know. It's not like you can get that all the time anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, the opinions expressed here are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio. They're not that of our associates, our sponsor, our advertisers. They're strictly that of our guests. Go ahead, Lady T. I mean, you just threw that in there just on the low.
I know, but you know what? Let me just sum it up like this. As being in tune with your sexuality is kind of starts with being intentional. Females are always intentional. And so when a man is intentional, then you're starting to work with an even more concrete product here, or whatever it is that you're building.
So when you say males and females are always intentional, what do you mean by that?
No, I said female. The feminine is always intentional.
Oh, that's interesting. So let me. Here's the question then. Are you saying that women, they know right away whether they would give it up or not to that individual before they've even gotten to a certain point? Is that what you're saying?
I would say.
Say you're going to tell the truth up in here.
Let me clarify.
All right. You go ahead and do some clarifying.
The feminine is always intentional. I didn't say it was always accountable.
Look at you trying to be slick up in here.
To understand there's a difference between a girl and a woman. And so if you really want to get into some of the meat of why there's problems in relationships, which I wasn't going to go there, but it is a lot of times it's because we're always trying to make men be accountable, but sometimes women need to be accountable too about what's going on. And men like that. And that's just growth. And you know, that kind of growth is sexy.
So you say men like to be accountable, or men like to be intentional? Which one were you saying?
I think a real man likes both.
Absolutely. What is a real man? Can you explain that to me?
I don't know.
Because you just said that as if you understood that as you matured.
Because I heard it, but let me tell you. I am a real woman. I don't know what a real man is. Really.
Okay, so
I
tell me.
Describe it.
Tell me what a real woman is, please.
Oh, man.
I'm going to hold you accountable here late day with a bit in love. You're going to break it down.
You're going to hold me accountable?
Absolutely.
All right, so as a real woman, I take accountability that it's not always the man's fault. I'm disciplined with my urges. Discipline with my money, with my love, with, you know, even discipline with my loneliness. And I don't compromise with my life. I think that's going into that real woman. And of course, again, I'm intentional.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you something. In today's microwave society, right? You know, people want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. Have men and women lost that really powerful vibrational chemistry and vibrations because everybody wants it right now, and they want it right now, quick, fast, without actually learning how to connect?
I think we want it right now. I don't think it takes you 2 days or let me be accurate. I don't think that it takes you 5 years to stand outside and say, hey, the sun is shining. That's the sun right there. I know what that is. It don't take you 5 years. I'm not going to date you 5 years. I'm not going to put myself at bay like that. And because of this microwave generation, everybody has options. So I don't have to play these games of sitting back and waiting for what I desire and want in my life while you pick and choose in 5 years if I'm permanent or temporary in your life. So, no, I do think there's some things that need to be sped up in our society.
That's very powerful. Let me ask you this then. What has changed since you've gotten older and more mature and more wiser? I'm not going to say old, but just wiser. And what have you learned about yourself and your body and the self and the body of the person you need to connect with?
Sadly, I've learned that in the past, I wasn't really having fun. It's taken me coming into my 40s. And I'm having the best orgasms in my life.
Oh, Suki, did you just say you're having the best orgasms in your life? Is that what you just said to my? Because it's only, you know, it's only about 3 million of us here, though, right? So I just thought you should be clear with that, right? You ain't got no shame in your game, girl.
I mean, I think, you know, as you mature, you know what makes you tick. What you like, if it's some crazy subtle stuff, and or if you have fetishes, whatever it is that you like to do, get it. Life's short. Go do it.
Do you think men don't take the time to really know what a woman wants and to know what a woman really needs to take her to the mountaintop?
I think there's some that do.
You think that what? I'm sorry?
I think there's some men that do, and then I think there's some that are pretty lazy.
All right. So we're not going to talk about some men. We're going to talk about the ones you have been with and experienced. That's what we want to talk, because that's where all your experience come from. What have you found out from the men that you were with in your 20s to the men that you are, you know, with in your 40s? What has changed? Have you changed, or have they changed, or have you both changed?
Both. Definitely both.
You are being very short here. It's not like when you're on Tanisha's show. You know, when you're on what Tanisha said, but, you go into depth and whatnot. So we don't have to be vulgar to have a conversation. Okay. That's all I'm trying to say. All right. But you can just be yourself. It's okay. Benny Love, I got you up in here. So I just want you to be you, and I want you to be real. You know what I mean? That's all. Go ahead.
I just think that it doesn't add up. So the woman in her 40s is hitting her peak, and the man in his 40s is hitting his emotional peak, not necessarily his physical peak. And so they're not on the same path, so to speak. So it's really weird that women my age tend to have the best relationships and dating and connecting with younger men. If they want
to. That's interesting. Yeah. Are you trying to say you're a cougar?
I'm trying to be. I'm not yet. But I've been doing the research.
So let me get this out there right now. Lady T is a bona fide official cougar. Is that what I'm hearing right here?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
You're working on your cougar degree. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, because I've been really scared, you know, to mess with somebody's child.
Snap. Hey, let's be clear here. Let's be very clear. We are talking about someone that is over 21, correct?
Of course.
Oh, well, we got to be clear in this word because, you know, people will take out just that little part. And then, you know, we'll be a meme on loop talking about somebody's child. No, I just want to talk. We're talking about adults. Well, you just mean somebody that's under your age.
Under my age, but, you know, I have grown children, so I still refer to him as child. So he got to be of a decent age before I even consider it, because I'll be like, that maybe my daughter, you know.
You say he's got to be able to be what? I'm sorry?
He has to be older than my daughter, at least, you know.
Oh, so, well, yeah. I would hope that. How old is your daughter, if I may ask?
I have one that's 27.
Okay, so then you know that's your limit then, right?
You
set your own ground rules. Now you don't want to pay attention to the ground rules. What part am I missing here?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm not a cougar yet. I am exploring the possibilities. I'm researching right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to a freshman cougar. She just entered college, you know, as a freshman cougar. So we just want to, we just want y'all to understand what's really, really going on over here. So let's talk about men and women pleasing each other. How do women really fit? Do you find a lot of women fake it before they make it? And I'm talking about intimacy.
I think so.
Why? Are you saying it's hard to please a woman? Is that what you're saying? It's hard to please a woman?
No, I don't think it's hard to please a woman. I just think that sometimes the man doesn't have the package or the skill set. So a lot of times we as women tend to be the natural empath or whatever you want to call it.
Remember, it's not the size of the package, it's the motion of the ocean, right? Isn't that what they say?
The only person that ever said that was a little person.
We gonna leave that right there, girl.
I'm not co-signing that.
I hear that. No, the reason why I say that though, because I've you know, jokes aside though, I've heard women say that, you know, if a man is, if his truck is too big, they can't enjoy that. You know what I mean? And if his truck is like a Yugo, they probably can't enjoy that either. You understand? So they need something right in the middle. So that's why I said that question, because I guess, you know, what one man is not good in something, he might be good in something else. Explain your thoughts on that.
My thoughts on that is, you gotta have you can't come to me with the same thing that you was born with. Okay? That thing needs to have grown.
Excuse me.
you can't be having the same thing that your mama put in your diapers. No. You gotta grow up. I want a grown man.
Okay, I got that. But yes. I think it's a little bit more than the physical component of it, don't you think? You got to connect with the person before you even get to that point where y'all talking about, you know, get it on, you know.
Okay.
You got to be stimulated somewhat, because intimacy I've always learned, if you can stimulate a woman's mind, you can stimulate her behind. You don't believe that?
I need more.
You seem like you're a little lost for words, because I'm gonna tell y'all people, when y'all listen to her show.
No, I need more, because I got ADD. You're gonna have to work your ass off to stimulate me.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. So explain to me what's missing in the man game nowadays. Let's talk about the present moment. Explain to me what's missing in the man game.
Well, I think what's missing in the game, and it's not a physical thing at all, I think what's missing is communication. That has been the core breakdown with our relationship across the board. Communication, like, I'm speaking a completely different language than you sometimes, and
you think men are not men don't have a way of communicating in a way that women can really connect with it, or what are you saying here?
I'm saying that to a degree that sometimes people just won't speak. Sometimes people want emotions and connection and relationship, and they have to be honest and authentic about stating what they want. It's crazy, because it didn't used to be like that with women. Women didn't used to be able to connect like that. But now there are women that just want that bang. They don't want anything else.
So what I'm getting from you, you're saying there's women that just want to get smashed. Is that what you're saying?
There are women that just want to get smashed, absolutely.
And they absolutely okay with it, because I've heard that women are more emotional, so, and they tend to connect with anybody, even because the man is always, I think I said this in one of my episodes, the man is always the giver and the woman is the receiver, just on how we built. But unless their mindset changes, then whether she's able to just get up and walk away from that, she has to be in that mindset. Or you're saying that there's a lot more women that are in that mindset where they could just hit it and forget it without having any emotional connection. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about Tanisha. What mindset is Tanisha in besides being a freshman cougar?
Well, I'm in a developmental stage, as you say, the freshman cougar. I am more or less waiting to see what happens. I'm open. I'm open mm-hmm. to all of it. And
so you don't think that there is no older man that can put it on you?
I don't know. I haven't met him either.
Let me ask you something. What's the common denominator in all your relationships? And that would be you. You ever think that maybe it's you?
Yeah, maybe. Because there's some things that I know I'm just flat out turned off of.
Okay. Let's go down the list.
Okay. Let me tell you what turns me off. I do not like long gray hairs hanging out of no man's nose. I'm just not going to make it.
You about as silly as they come, I promise you.
And you know what? And it's so important because I am a communicator, because I do like to talk and to kiss. If the mouth is not right, I'm you lost me.
You mean they can't be missing no teeth?
Oh, no. I mean, come on. I'm from the country. They'll be missing one right in the front.
Oh, snap. You don't lost your mind up in here.
You sure did. Think you gonna kiss me? You absolutely did.
Wow.
Not happening. And older men tend to think that they can skip let me rephrase. A lot of older men think that exceptional grooming is that asexual man thing. They think that's soft and this and that. So they don't do all that extra stuff.
I'm gonna have to not agree with that, because I just think that boils down to the individual man's his style and his metro style of, you know, like yeah, of how you feel things. How you feel about yourself. And you know, I'm a man that I
say you're gonna take what I give, and I'm that's not flying with me.
No, because see, I'm a well kept man, all right, but that's by choice. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I got to make sure my nails are done. I got to make sure I smell good. I got to make sure my suit is tailored. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure, you know, my suits are tailored. So that's why I'm saying I can't agree with that. You say older men or whatever.
I can't agree with that because it doesn't pertain to you. But I'm speaking from a woman's point of view that sees men. Mm-hmm. And not all men are like, I mean, you got a man who doesn't think that it's a big deal to not have dirt on his nails. And I'm totally disgusted by that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to be fresh, because if you ain't fresh, you can't touch the flesh. Whoa, show you right there.
No, you can't. Yeah. I mean, it's just some rules. If it don't hang, you ain't going to bang. I mean, you got to have a rule.
Oh, Lordy, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you're joining us, you're listening to Late Night with Benny Love, right here live from New York City here. And we got Lady T on the MIC, you know, with ME. And that's how it's going down. And we're talking about everything from love and relationships. And we about to get it in a little bit more. So we'll be right back in a snap in this after this short little break.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart, because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard? Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Just in case you're joining us, you're witnessing one of the greatest and sexiest shows in the world, Late Night with Benny Love, right here on BashaniRadio.com and Bashani Radio app. We got the world exclusive of Lady T, who's going to be broadcasting her brand new show, What Tanisha Said. And so we want to just bring her on and introduce her to the world as we know it. And when I tell you she is being really, really tame, you going to go and listen to the first episode of her show. And I promise you, you'll be like, what just happened? Just make sure there's no kids are in the room. That's all I'm going to tell you. You have been warned. We have put the sticker on it, you know, parental advisory, explicit content. And that's all I'm going to say. She's being real tame right now. So, but when you hear her show, Lordy have mercy, I'm going to just tell you, it's something else. All right, Lady T, I want to dive into a little bit of your topic you talked about on your first episode, and that was WAP. That's the new song by Cardi B. And what's the other young lady name who got shot in the foot? What's her name?
Megan Thee Stallion,
right. So,
yeah.
You had some very interesting viewpoints on that song, because there been a lot of noise on the internet about whether that song should have been done and why they're doing that, and they're making women look this way and that way. What is your view, without giving them too much of what you talked about in the show? Give me the short version of what is your view of that song.
I thought it was hot. I thought it was sexy. And it was low-key empowering. I know, like I said, I've heard tons of people put the song down, but I felt it was empowering as a woman from a sexuality standpoint. They were owning their sexuality. They were speaking of the power that their sexuality has over the male counterpart, which was really just owning it. And I was like, let them own it and get you some of that, you know, grab your little piece of that attitude and own it too. And so I guess I just took a completely different point. And I think maybe the lyrics was the part that took people, threw them off the most. So when I went through the lyrics, I was like, oh, wow. And I was like, dang, I wish I had thought of that.
Do you think a lot of people would offend it? Because you know what I find a lot of times, Lady T, is that people get offended with thing they wish they could have said, but that they didn't say, and then when somebody else says it, and then all of a sudden it's a big problem. What is your thoughts on that?
I definitely was listening to it in my alter ego. That girl was coming out, and you know, like I said, I wanted to start pole dancing and everything else. And I want to get my body in shape, because I felt intimidated by those girls being able to show their bodies like that. And I was like, man, I gotta eat right. I gotta just go do some things so I can get my stock market up, you know?
I know. Yeah, I heard that. I was laughing when I heard the part in your show when you was like, maybe my man gonna let me, take some pole lessons and be like, go ahead and do that thing, girl. You know what I mean? So I thought that was very, very interesting. Could you see yourself doing that song with no problem? Let's just say if you had those same skills, could you see yourself doing that song?
Oh, I'd do it in a minute.
Lady T, you a hot mess. For real, you a hot mess. That's one thing I do know.
In a minute. Well, the other thing is, you have to understand, this is another thing about the energy. So all the people who are loving the song, pumping it up, going to have it shooting up the charts and playing in every strip club across the globe, it's not going to just be in America. That's going to be in the strip clubs in Shanghai and Singapore. And every strip club is going to play that song. And that's going to be like the code for some money in the house. And everybody bring their tail to the stage. And then there's all those people who are hating it that are still giving it attention. Because the more they talk about it and don't like it,
the more people want to listen to it.
Curious is going to go see and pull up the video and look at it and like, wait a minute. And next thing you know, the song is on repeat and we'll get flooded with it.
You got to remember, I always tell people, there is no bad publicity. It's just publicity.
Right.
It's just what you do with that publicity, which makes it bad or makes it good. But one thing I've absolutely recognized, that is that love and intimacy in their own right, they're some of the most strongest emotions that we can ever have in our life. And I think a lot of times people don't, they don't really live in that moment of it. As you talked about, vibrations a lot and energy. Explain to me what you really know about that, and when did you learn what your vibrational level was?
I'm actually learning more about my vibration and my energy. Believe it or not, for a long standing time of my life, I used to say, I'm not transparent, but I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
You get all kind of honesty out of me, but transparency, I just feel like it's on a need-to-know basis. It's none of your business. And I'm not the type of person to volunteer information. And then when...
So in other words, they got to catch you in the act for you to even say you did it.
Yeah.
That's basically what just said. You just said, if you don't catch me out there, you ain't going to catch it.
Right. But then as I've matured and learned more about energy and the transfer of all of these things, and, you know, transmuting with people in their life, then I began to speak a little bit more about some things because I found that I was helping somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would expose, you know, a little bit of my past or a past situation that wasn't so pleasant or whatever it was. And when I realized I was helping somebody else by sharing that, I was like, oh, wow, this is low-key, a little gift, you know? So I'm creating a transparent space. But yeah, that's been my go-to. I'm not transparent, but I'm very definitely honest. So if you ask me, I'll tell you, but I'm not volunteering.
So let me ask you a question then. How long did it take you to find you? You understand? So how long did it take you to really find out what moved you when it came to intimacy and just being a woman at a whole? How long, you know, when did you get to that point, and what helped you get to that point? Because I think there's a lot of ladies and guys out there who really don't know who they are.
You know, had you asked me that 5 years ago, I would have said I was there. Had you asked me that 10 years ago, I would have said I was there. But I can definitely say I am now, as opposed to those times. Because when you've reached a point of completely emptying yourself, a complete selflessness, and get to all these different places in your life, then you can say, oh, wow. I mean, you just don't think that there's any other space within you to travel. And I keep hitting new plateaus. I keep hitting new sexual highs and amazing myself. I think I've tapped out, or at least got close.
You say you think you tapped out? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, as far as reinventing and finding myself, I think I have. But then again, you know, I am the sign of the phoenix. So but, you know, my rebirth is constant.
And the reason I asked that, because you when you first started off this conversation, you talked about vibrations, and you talked about being able to connect with that vibrations, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So my understanding was is that you have learned to make whatever you need occur in your own life from what you have learned about yourself and your body. And this is what I've learned, that if you can connect with yourself and your own body and your own vibrational tone, it'll be easy to attract somebody else that fits right into that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this, you know, I'm not trying to go from one side of the spectrum to the other. You know, it's like, okay, you sit in the center then, and then you want to go to the biblical stuff, but you know, a lot of those principles, you know, we know that the law, God's laws and his balances and things of that, they never change.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the manifestation process. It just hit me one day, I wanted more. And I could never say it. I felt ashamed to want more.
When you say you wanted more, what do you mean you wanted more? You wanted more of what?
Everything. Want more in my life. I wanted to experience more. I wanted to feel more. I wanted to be plugged in again. I wanted to be alive. And so I just kept saying, I want more. I want more. And then I started writing it. And I forgot what they call that. I started writing. I started finding every which way I possibly could to manifest good things and things that I wanted into my life, and going through this whole manifestation process. And then, I can't remember what it's called when you do the writing, but I would write it and date it, and I was writing letters to myself, to my future self, to my future great self. And I was doing all of these things, and lo and behold, they started happening. Even all the way up to and down, from the financial blessings to, you know, my body shaping the way it wants. It was just amazing because I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to be whole. It's something that you got to want. And so when you're your best self, then you can say, okay, I'm my highest person that I can be. I mean, I'm striving for it. And you attract people that are doing the same thing. I never really realized this whole thing about you attract what you are or you attract where you're at and so forth. You know, I thought all of that was kind of crazy, you know, because I was like, I was raised Baptist. Y'all be gone from that devil stuff.
You don't lose your mind, girl. You don't lose your mind.
You better know it. I'm telling you, but then, you know.
Let me ask you this, lady D. What is going on in relationships now? We're going through this pandemic, and I heard that they say the breakup aspect has been higher than the average. And even in marriages, you know, it has been rising since a lot of people have had the time to be around each other much more. They're starting to realize that they don't even really like each other. What do you think is going on now?
I think it's the same principle as what's been going on with money. You know, when you have these businesses that shut down after 2 weeks of not making no money, they was never solid in the first place. Same thing with these relationships. Your relationship was rocky before this shit happened. Excuse my friend. But it's not somebody that you could live with. If you can't be in the house with them for 2 weeks before you're like, oh, I just can't do this, but you've been with them for years because you've had these outlets. I think majority of those relationships were already rocky. I think they're being forced to face those uglies that they have been putting in the back camera, the back, whatever it is, to not be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of going out about life and acting like it's not there. You know, and I'm going to just put a little piece of my personal information or something that I went through. I have been seeing a guy off and on for a while and off and on. And as this pandemic was going on, he and his spouse was having more and more problems. And he was calling me and trying to see me. And I said, whoa. It became clear to me that he wanted to spend more time with me, because what I was doing is I was making it actually a little bit better for him to be tolerating her. He'd come and get rid of and release all of his negative energy, all of his problems, all of the stuff that was going on with his situation, whatever it was that he needed to release to go and have a clear head, to go back home and deal with that which was not pleasing, which he didn't want to be. But I was like, you know what? Whoa, that's your marriage. You go home and you figure that out. And I'm not going to be an escape route. Even if it wasn't like, you know, anything sexual, even if it was just a conversation piece, you know, he would felt comfortable enough to come unload with me and then go back home. And I'm like, why am I making this comfortable for you?
Mm. Well, so let's dive into that. Hold on. Let's dive into that for a second. It takes two to tangle, right? You already, you knew his situation. I'm assuming you had to know somewhat because you knew where he was going when he left there. So what does that say about you and him? I'm sorry.
I was okay with it. I was okay with the fact that
you knew you was okay that you knew he had another woman.
Yeah.
So you didn't mind a part-time man.
No, because I didn't want full-time problems. Every now and then you want full-time benefits, but I didn't want full-time problems. I was okay with it.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So you was at the point it didn't really matter because you already knew what he was going. You already know who you were dealing with, so you just wanted what you wanted for you at your particular time.
And then you just. Right. And then I just kind of got into this space because, like you said, everybody was going through something, whether you were single in at home and you're trying to piece together what you were going through with COVID. So even a single woman, I was thinking, I don't want that crap no more. I mean, and it wasn't like it was steady like that anyway, but I didn't even want it on the level that it was no more. I just didn't want it no more. I didn't like my involvement in it. I didn't like the enabling feeling. And what I didn't like was the energy. I'm telling you, I started paying so much attention to this energy thing. And I was like, I don't like how I feel before and after I have an interaction with this person. I'm noticing anxiety. Before they call or they come by, whatever the case may be, and I'm noticing this feeling of resentment, all of the feelings that person was releasing, you feel heavy because now you're carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was doing. I was like, wait a minute, I felt perfectly fine before I got on that phone. And then I hang up the phone and I feel drained and ready to take a nap and just, you know, emotionally kicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh no. And it's not about what's fair, because like you said, you knew.
Right,
you knew
absolutely.
You can't say, oh, it's so woe's me, it's not fair. You just have to make a conscious decision that you want to change. And
right.
Like I said, I had to keep saying, I want more. I want more. And this all started happening, but this was before the pandemic, but I would say that once the pandemic hit, it was more realization on that. So, I mean, I became more of a...
You know if you enter a situation and that man has somebody, you're already going in as half-baked. Because...
I'm not even entertaining the conversation at that point.
Mm-mm. Right. Because you already know that, hey, you know what it is. He know what it is. So whatever happens, happens, for the simple fact that you knew what you were going in the giddy-go, and you was okay with that.
I say that to say, you know, with but you talked about the relationship during the pandemic. I think they were already rocky. They were already on shady ground. They were already trying to figure stuff out. Like I said, this happened, the situation with me, this happened before the pandemic, but I definitely saw where he was trying to run even more. You know, that tight space was getting unbearable. And he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I ain't talked to you. Here we go. You know, and I'm like, no, we're not going there.
Right. You know, because, you know, yeah. Sitting at home looking at the door makes everything looks exciting on the outside.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're only on the inside. So I can tell you, Lady T, I really appreciate you being on Late Night with Benny Love. And I really appreciate you keeping a little tame, because I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, don't let this episode fool you, because I'm going to tell you, when she is on the microphone talking to herself, it's a show that can be somewhat shocking. All right. And so I just want you to be understanding before you get there. All right. Because she really drops it. I don't even know what the title of episode 2 is. I'm going to just call it Picks. That's all. I'm going to call it Picks. She can say she's going to behave, but it's already in the basket, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you, it's very, very different and interesting. So, but you have to go check it out for yourself, right? Lady T, your final thoughts.
I think my final thoughts on relationships, I would have to say something about the manifestation process. And this lady shared this with me, and it was so amazing. She's actually one of my coaches, my personal coaches. And she said that anything you talk about has your attention and you give any energy to it, it grows.
Absolutely.
Anything that you give attention grows. Anything that you speak to or speak about grows. Anything that you give emotions to grows. And then she asked me, why are you using your words irresponsibly?
Interesting. Very, because so words are powerful. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's really important to realize what you're putting into your relationship if you want it to grow. And if you don't care at all, then, you know, that's fine too. And just don't expect a return on investment if you're not putting nothing in. And then if it's a low interest rate relationship, don't expect to double your money.
You say don't expect to double your money, girl. You don't lost your mind. For real.
Oh, you know, that's a show. That's a show. I'm equating relationships to money.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear that episode. All I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what Tanisha said, episode 1, by the time you hear this, it will be out. And, you know, just brace yourself and make sure that if you're going to play it out, you don't have any kids in the room, or there is nobody under 18 in the room, because if you don't, you're going to find some interesting, shocking words when she starts to go deep on herself and starts to just go out there. It's a whole different animal. You hear what I'm saying? And that's what. Tanisha, what's your final words?
Love yourself first.
She said love yourself first. I'm sure we'll be having you back on the show after y'all listen to a few episodes of her. Y'all gonna either go love her or you're gonna hate her, one or the other, but whatever it is, you're gonna be paying attention. I can promise you that. Okay, you will be paying attention. So make sure you go over there every Friday. What Tanisha said, it's an interesting show, with only one character, and that's Tanisha. And I can guarantee you that. So it's going to be an interesting ride, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Benny Love. Late Night with Benny Love. I'm your chief love officer. You know, I appreciate every time you come in here, because every time you come in here, you make me feel so good. And for that, I'm always absolutely grateful. And I'll see you next time on another wonderful and sexy episode of Late Night with Benny Love, right? And whatever you do, just remember this. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it now, all right? So I want y'all to dream about me. Only ladies, I want y'all to dream about me before the night's over, and let's just make it happen, right? Right here on the Benny Love Show. This is your safe place. This is the place where you can come and just be safe and be okay with you, wherever you are, all right? Until next time, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.